There's been a shake-up at the top of the organisation which arranges housing for Australia's Defence Force personnel and their families. Military groups are fuming after learning the long-serving Managing Director of Defence Housing Australia has quit and has been replaced by a Finance Department bureaucrat. Here's the ABC's Defence Correspondent, Andrew Green.
Defence Housing Australia manages more than $10 billion worth of real estate, a role that was spruiked until recently by its now former Managing Director, Peter Howman.
DHA provides housing-related services around Australia for defence members and their families.
Late last week, Peter Howman resigned unexpectedly as DHA's Managing Director after working at the organisation since 2008. In a message sent to DHA staff on Friday and obtained by PM, Chairman Sandy Macdonald explained that following his departure, the board had moved quickly to appoint Deputy Finance Department Secretary Jan Mason as Acting Managing Director. Retired Brigadier Terry Nolan is the national chairman of the Australian Special Air Services Association, whose members live in DHA properties. He's watching developments closely.
DHA was set up to serve the interests of defence families. It's provided a good service for probably 25 or more years. Across the board, we've no complaints about the service DHA has provided. We just want to ensure that the interest of the families is safeguarded and that we still get the same level of support.
Neil James from the Australia Defence Association suspects there's another reason for the sudden leadership change.
Well, privatisation was on the agenda in 2013 in the Liberal Party policy, and they took it out of the policy when it was raised with them that it actually wasn't as easy as it looked and there was more of a downside than an upside. It appears that people in the finance department have weighed in during interregnum between prime ministers and with the changeovers of all the ministers of defence to pursue a finance department agenda that is actually against the national interests of the country in terms of an effective defence force.
The finance department has rejected the claim. In a statement to PM, it points out the government did a scoping study in the 2014-15 budget context and on that basis decided not to proceed with a sale of Defence Housing Australia. It says the appointment of the Managing Director is a matter for the DHA board. Neil James again.
Peter Howman's been highly respected, not just in the Defence Force, but in the Department of Defence. He's been an innovative Chief Executive Officer who's delivered an effective organisation. I mean, you'd have to say that DHA is one of the most successful government business enterprises in the entire country. And because he's been so successful doing it, the Department of Finance, which has its own agenda, has simply got rid of him, using the board of DHA, who I understand were threatened with the sack if they didn't get rid of Peter Howman. This just shouldn't happen in this day and age. I mean, it's just not appropriate. It's not moral. It's probably only quasi-legal, and it's outrageous.
Labor's spokeswoman is Gay Brotman. She's demanding a definitive assurance from the Turnbull government that privatisation is not back on the agenda.
Who knows with the government? It's been on again, off again. It's potentially on again with today's news. The government needs to provide certainty to defence families and make its intentions clear. And they also need to make a case for the sale. I mean, as I said, people are happy with the services that are provided by DHA with that 94% satisfaction rating. It's making a profit for the government. So what's the business case for the sale?
Labor's defence spokeswoman, Gay Brotman, ending that report from Andrew Green.